I saw the tweet yesterday, or maybe it was Monday. Zach Smith of the Menace to Society podcast is going to be on the Big Three Roll-Up. Have you guys done that yet?
Yeah, Zach Smith, we recorded about yesterday morning at this time.
So that'll be.
I don't know how it actually went down. It was so we recorded Tuesday, Monday night at like 10:30 p.m. TJ texted me and said we got Zach Smith at 8:30. So I said okay.
Wow, and not to give away the goods, but was he pretty good?
Yeah, we had a good time. He's a Big Three Roll-Up fan at this point, that's for sure. We talked about kind of what he's been doing over the last year. I thought that would be kind of interesting, having essentially been blackballed from coaching and the NCAA and all that. I wanted to know, like, did he watch football? What did he do? Did he go tailgating and all that kind of stuff? So we talked about that and kind of, he's only 35 years old. Like, what's next? What does he do? That sort of thing.
He said, and I've heard all his podcasts to date, he said on one, a few weeks ago, that a couple of years ago, Nick Saban tried to hire him, and Urban Meyer made it to where he'd stay, got him more money, et cetera. That's always the point, right? Leverage. But I didn't know that. Did he mention anything about that?
No, we didn't get too much into that. He'll be back on. We had him tell some former stories about, like, the rumored Percy Harvin, Coach Gonzalez fight and what happened there. I don't know. We got on to recruiting. I asked about Torrence Gibson. Do you remember Torrence Gibson?
Oh, yeah.
From American Heritage. He went to Ohio State as, like, a QB wide receiver.
Right.
He was always a guy that, like, I was intrigued by. I don't know why. But anyway, we talked about that. And, yeah, we were kind of all over the place with him. It's about 25, 30-minute interview, so we couldn't cover everything we wanted to cover. But Zach's, I guess he went and listened to some of our shows. And he's a fan, so he's going to come back on for sure.
Yeah, he told the story about a week ago. They're in the film room, receivers watching film, and Jarrett Fazen and Percy Harvin are in there, and Coach Gonzalez is going over the film. He says something critical to Fazen. He says, you wouldn't say that if that's Percy. Percy says, get my name out of your mouth. He starts going, Percy, Percy, Percy. Harvin jumps him and just starts beating the crap out of him. Gonzalez tries to pull him off. He turns on Gonzalez and has him against the wall choking him. So Charlie Strong has to come in and save the day.
Right.
That's the story.
The rumor, I guess, wow. Years was that Percy and Gonzalez just kind of went at it, but it was really
right.
More of what you're talking about with the two going at it and him jumping in the middle and kind of getting, you know, like a dog fight, kind of getting bit for trying to break it up.
That's exactly what happened with you and that coach that used to be down at USF who would always kick you out, Jim Levitt, right? You two got in a big brawl. That's what I heard.
It was a little different than that. Yeah. Huh? Similar but different. Can we talk about
Josh Duberg with us, 24/7 Sports.
Hold on. I got to get your reaction to the Bleacher Report article.
I know. I was getting
Florida
to that.
State, no, Jimbo Fisher, and, you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. I've been talking
So Matt Hayes, I like Matt. I've known Matt a long time. So even though I'm critical of Matt, I do like him. Boy, what a hit piece on Jimbo there. Wow. That was pretty strong.
Yeah.
Willie owes him now.
Or does he owe, I mean, I think they kind of scratched each other's back, right? I'm sure that story did pretty well for a
correct
college football article in the middle of June.
So let's explain to everybody. If you go, just pull it up, look it up on Twitter. You can find it easily. It's a Bleacher Report piece by Matt Hayes. And basically says everything that happened is Jimbo's fault, whether it's the culture, whether it's bad grades, whether it's poor quarterback recruiting, whether it's letting Jameis Winston do any damn thing he wants, whether it's organization, whether it's he quit recruiting the last year, it's all on Jimbo. That's the article.
So you disagree with it?
Isn't that the way you saw it?
Yeah, I thought it was very. I thought there was very little blame. I don't know if blame is the right word, but very little accountability for 5-7 put anywhere other than Jimbo in that article. In that article,
right.
That's what I thought.
Here was our rampant speculation. An anonymous source tells me this. Okay, I cannot tell you who the source. Anonymous sourcing, right here on the show. It's good journalism. Matt Hayes waited until Karen got put in Twitter jail to release this, knowing she couldn't respond. Don't you find that ironic?
No, I have sources on my end that tell me that this was actually orchestrated by Twitter and Bleacher Report to make sure that she was in jail by the time the article came out. That's an unverified source.
Correct.
That told me that.
Correct. Because they knew. Correct. Because you're going to, I mean, the you watched Game of Thrones, that dragon, that would have been Karen if she would have been on Twitter.
Yeah, just the
She'd have burned the whole joint down.
The whole place would have been burned down.
Correct.
Needless.
That was a very smart release by my good buddy, Matty Hayes. Matt lives in Orlando, I think. He doesn't live in Tampa, does he? I think Orlando.
I've never met Matt. I have no idea.
He's a really good dude. Many decades at Sporting News before that whole thing went to hell. But so Berg's with us.
On it a little bit further, maybe outside of what was actually written. But you know, we've taken Florida State to task many a time for their mistakes, whether it be social media, PR, the way they handle things publicly, and all that kind of stuff. This, we got to give them credit. This was one of their better, maybe best, orchestrated PR moves that they've made in a long time. To make the AD and the head coach available, like they knew this was, I don't want to say calculated and orchestrated, but probably agreed upon, right? Like the angle, when the AD and the head coach agreed to speak on the record on this, don't you think that there was some, there was something agreed upon that how the story was going to go?
Oh, I would have to think so. They wouldn't have spoken otherwise.
Right. So
I mean, if Matt Hayes would have contacted them and said, I'm about to do a piece exonerating Jimbo, no callback.
Right. And I'm not saying I fully agree with the article, because I was on here a couple weeks ago saying that I think it was a 60-40 blame, you know, 60% Jimbo, 40% tag. So I definitely think that there's a good chunk of responsibility that should be taken by Taggart that wasn't. But my point is, this article was a great move by Florida State. It wasn't for you, Bill. It was written because Florida State needs the fans, the alumni, the boosters. They need them to rally behind them right now. They need to fill that stadium. They need to continue to raise money. They can't, after year one, have the feeling that this thing's a lost cause. So I think that that's who it was for. It wasn't meant to change your mind, Bill, from a national level. It wasn't meant to change, you know, some crazy Aggie fan's mind about what took place a couple of years ago. It was meant for that closed FSU circle, you know, to get their side of the story out and say, we're working hard, we're doing this, we're going to get it right, but this is what we had to deal with.
Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports. Anything to mention in recruiting?
Dead period. I wrote a big story on almost 24/7, kind of like a 2,000-word state of the recruiting for FSU. I don't know. Heading into the dead period, kind of summed up what I've seen, heard, been, you know, through the last couple months. And big free article up on Knowles 24/7 if you guys want to read that. But, you know, right now I think, Bill, we're waiting on two offensive linemen, Thomas Schrader from Venice and Richie Leonard from Coco. Richie's supposed to make his decision on July 5th, and Thomas Schrader has not exactly set a decision date, but we think it could be coming in the next week. So if both those go FSU's way, that would do a lot to solve some of the anxiety fans have of offensive line recruiting right now.
And next up on the Big Three roll-up will be Zach Smith, correct?
Zach Smith. Big show. The Zach Smith interview plus about an hour and a half, 2 hours of us talking all kinds of nonsense. It'll be out Thursday morning, 7 a.m., iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts.